Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. Today I got a letter from a guy named Shane, and I think it's pretty important that we get into this letter, and when I'm finished, I believe you'll understand why. He's written me before. He's a guy who he wrote me, let's see here, back in July of this year, and he wanted to know about some girl that he met in a massage parlor in Phuket, and he took her out, and well, she wanted like 250,000 baht to get married, and blah blah blah, and I just told him, listen, you know what? She's a massage parlor girl. And she's out to make a score. You know, I would just move on. I mean, don't worry about it. You know, it's not the first time it's probably happened to her, and it's not the last. Well, anyway, he wrote me. He's obviously very keen to get over here, as many men are. They think they're going to find their dream girl here, and life is going to be just a dream. So he wrote me again. He said, hope all is well in Bangkok. Still really enjoying your videos, especially the ones about Oz the Israeli and the Scandinavian guy had me in stitches. Just wanted to ask you about finding work in Thailand as I want to go out there for a year or more, depending on how well I get on and if I can get work. I know a chap who moved from the UK and lives in Katu, in the south of Thailand, doing personal fitness training, and he is doing pretty well for himself. My job is in the UK in graphic design, and I know there is a design agency in Phuket town, but am I correct in thinking that Bangkok is an easier place to find that type of work? My preference would be to live in South Thailand. What would I typically expect to earn per month for that type of job? Also, how does it work with the visa when you start a job? I have read that the employer sorts that out for the employee, but how long does the visa last for? Well, you know, he really is just getting way, way, way ahead of himself. Because first of all, his buddy, the personal fitness trainer, is working illegally. He's making just cash. And supposedly he's doing very well and everything's grand. But just remember something. All it takes is one guy to rat on you if you're working like that. And that's it. It's over. You're gone, or you're in jail, or you're going to have to pay a large chunk of change. And, you know, I mean, yeah, I can see doing it for a couple of months and saying, I wanted to live in Thailand for 6 months, and then I moved on to Korea, or I moved back home and I got a real job, a regular job, a legal job. But you know, let's face it, if you go to the UK or to the US, if you're an illegal, it's not like you're going to be starting work as a doctor just because you walk in and go, well, I'm a doctor, I've got a degree, so let me start tomorrow. And this guy, he's a graphic designer, and a graphic designer, they're a dime a dozen. I mean, you know, seriously, they're a dime a dozen. And as unfortunate as that is to say, it's the truth. Now, I wrote him back and I said, I'll give you the short answer now. What on earth are you thinking? Here's the deal, okay? And it's pretty simple, really, because the chance of him finding a job as a graphic designer here is slim to none. And I know I say that quite often, and some people may disagree with me, but it really depends on luck, fate, timing, and job availability, obviously. But it's not like there's hundreds of jobs for a graphic designer here, and it's not like there aren't already millions of graphics designers in the world. There are, or hundreds of thousands of them. Now, he asked about Bangkok being the best place to work, the best money. Well, yeah, Bangkok tends to be the place where most people come to earn more money. However, in the tourist areas like Phuket Pattaya, Chiang Mai, and maybe a couple other places, Hua Hin. Yeah, maybe, you can earn close to the same kind of money that you'll earn in Bangkok doing that job, but I doubt it. And that's assuming that you get a job, okay? Let's assume that your chances of getting a job are slim to none, like I said, okay? Because here's the thing. Most Thai companies, why do they want you? You think about it. What is so good about you that's going to make them hire you over a Thai person? First of all, you don't speak the language, so you're at a big disadvantage with them. They don't want that. About the only exception is if they are a Thai English company dealing in English also, but in that case, they may get some guy who's Thai, who has studied overseas or who has lived overseas or who has a father or mother that's British or English, a native English speaker. And they'll just get them, and they'll get them for probably half the price. So if you come over here and you expect to earn $2,000 to $3,000 a month, well, they'll do it for half that. They'll do it for half that whatever it is you're going to earn. So why would they want you? I mean, it doesn't make sense. Now, one exception may be if you get the job. I believe this guy said he's British. Now, if he gets a job in the UK with a company that has a satellite or a distributor or whatever here, has an office here, then maybe you can get in here and work legally. But other than that, your chances are, I mean, they are very, very slim. I would not move here and try to look for a job in the time that you're here. I would try to look for a job while you're in the UK and you've got the safety net. If anything, come to China and visit for a month or two or whatever, make your connections and then go back. That's kind of what I did in the beginning, and I learned as I went, as I came here. But I mean, the other thing is that nowadays you don't want to work illegally, man. Get legal. That's my advice. Get legal. And as far as the visa goes, here's the thing. Just because you have a visa doesn't mean you can work. People get that confused. There is no such thing as a working visa. You need a work permit. First, you get a non-immigrant B, or you get a non-immigrant M, or you get a non-immigrant O visa, or something like that. Then you can work. You got to get your work permit after you have that visa, and then you'll get your work permit if everything is copacetic, and then you can legally work. But you can't just come get a visa. Okay, I'm going to work now. That's not the way that it works. It's a procedure, it's a process, and you got to go through it, and it's as simple as that. It's just, and the thing is, it's funny you say, oh, well, this place in Phuket, I'm going to go down there and get myself a job. I mean, it just doesn't work that way. And this is the thing with a lot of guys here. I get guys all the time. Well, I'm a plumber. I'm a roofer, and I'm fantastic. I'm the best. I'm the best, baby. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, well, it doesn't fucking matter if you're the best, because they still don't want you. Okay? I mean, seriously. I mean, if I was in America and I have a company, and some guy from Thailand came in and said, I'm the best, baby. I'm the best printer that you've ever seen in my life. I'd say, you know what? I don't give a fuck how good you are. Because I got a guy who's great too, and he's an American, and he's legal. I mean, that's the way that it works. So, but I mean, every day or every couple of days at least, I get guys writing me, telling me how they're this or they're that, and I'm the best, baby. I'm really skilled, I'm really talented, and well, then you should have no problem getting a job where you are and talking them into letting you do your talent in Thailand. I mean, it's just not that simple. It's not 20 fucking years ago where you can just come over here and come across a job. And that's why so many guys end up teaching English, because that is the one job that you can get, that you can come over here if you got a degree, even if you don't have a degree in some cases. You find a company that needs somebody. You're in the right place at the right time. You're hunting. You're going after that job. You've got that one job that you can do, and boom, you get lucky, you get in, and then your bills are paid for a few months, okay? And then you got to build from there. But when it comes to, I'm going to be a plumber. I've had a plumber write me. I've had a refrigerator repairman write me. I've had a roofer write me. I used to be a printer, and I actually thought that it was possible to come over here why can't I work here? I've got good skills. If I'm good, then, you know, it doesn't matter how good you are, because, frankly, the Thais don't give a shit. You know, I mean, in most cases, you're not talking about a life and death situation, so they don't give a shit how good you are. If their guy can churn out 50% of what they want, and you can churn out 75% or 85% or 100%, it doesn't fucking matter. But you ain't Thai. And the sooner that you people remember that, and the sooner that it gets into your brain and it sticks there, you ain't Thai. You are a second-class citizen here when it comes to a choice between a Thai or you. In almost every case, there are exceptions, but in almost every case, you come second. And that takes some getting used to, believe me, because I don't like it any more than anybody else. And I just, you know, I mean, it's nice to be judged on your merit, but you're not. This is the thing. You're not here, okay? And I don't really blame the Thais for that, because, you know, people complain about immigration and immigration laws and, immigrants taking over their country and that kind of thing. Even in the U.S., it's going on all the time in the U.S., and you know, with the Mexicans and the Cubans and this and that. And you know, it's like, I don't blame people for bitching and moaning about it. Because why should somebody else that doesn't even live in your country be allowed to take a job that is for somebody, you know, that's for a native? It makes absolutely no sense. So before you guys write me, check the link underneath the resources tab on my website. There is a prohibited jobs list. If you're going to write me about this kind of a thing, about, oh, can I work this job? Just remember one thing. If it's labor, it doesn't matter if it's skilled labor. You're shit out of luck. Okay? And then if you go to that prohibited link that I just was talking about, it's under resources on my website. It will give you the whole list of jobs you can't do, and basically there are many others that are just offshoots of the jobs on that list, but it ain't easy. It's as simple as that. It ain't easy anymore to get a job here in Thailand. So you either better have some kind of a specialized skill, you better be working online, you better have plenty of money socked away, or you better be working with a company that is going to provide you with a work permit. Any company that doesn't provide you with a work permit, there is a reason why. It's because you're in a shit position, and they know it, and they don't want to fork over the money. Hey, you want the job? Well, you know, you got to pay for your own fucking work permit. You got to pay for your own visa. That's what some companies will do. And it doesn't mean that it's right. It doesn't mean they should be able to get away with it. But they do get away with it. And that's just life. So, but any real legitimate company who is paying you a legitimate wage, and, you know, by legitimate, I mean like 70,000 baht, 80,000 baht and up, then they should be paying for your visa processing and for your work permit. So until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok di lat jerk and ma.